Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Glenn Tonzer as we talk Brazil in just a moment.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
By now, you're so excited to plant corn that you're up before the alarm. You don't even need coffee to get going. Well, maybe just a little. As the excitement builds, remember to protect your seedlings early. Plant Pioneer brand corn products with upgraded Pioneer Premium seed treatment offerings, featuring DuPont Lumavia insecticide seed treatment and a new enhanced fungicide to control Pythium. Turn to your local DuPont Pioneer team to help you get ready. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
The Brazilian meat industry continued to struggle following the March 17th announcement of an investigation into alleged corruption involving 33 public sanitary inspectors and 21 meat processing plants. How widespread it is continues to be a subject of investigation. Dr. Glenn Tonzer indicates that this is a problem for Brazil as far as their credibility on the international marketplace, and there may be some benefits for the U.S. beef industry because of the problems the Brazilians are facing.
Brazil's a major protein producer and a major exporter, so that's why this question is very important. You know, if this was country X that's a minor player, we would kind of ignore it. But when it happens to Brazil or U.S. or some other major producer, we need to notice this. We compete indirectly with Brazil many, many ways on the global meat front. You know, combined, South America and North America produce most of the meat in this world, and more narrowly, Brazil and U.S. are major parts of that. Going forward, I think there's an opportunity for the U.S. to gain a little bit of market share indirectly just because there's going to be some countries that are slow to reopen, or they're going to partially reopen. And, you know, they're going to test the waters, if you like, to what used to be lockstep relationships with Brazil. And that is an opportunity I suspect the U.S. will fully recognize. And when you have growing production at home, we have a volume opportunity, right, to seize that. I will also remind everybody that that is consistent with Australia has presented an opportunity. It has nothing to do with a scandal, so there's no scandal in Australia, but the drought situation and the lingering effects of that and the lack of volume that Australia has. We've been importing more of their pounds in the past than we are now. But on balance, if Brazil's losing a little bit of favor in the international market, Australia already has simply because they don't have the pounds at the moment. That is an immense opportunity for the U.S. to continue to go on this what I call robust export front. Frankly, I think we have to if we're going to keep this demand story going forward.
Now, Dr. Tonzer does offer a word of caution to the U.S. meat industry.
Seize the opportunity, but be careful how you raise fanfare to that. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of other research that's been done, whether it's just here in the U.S. or globally, that not all consumers are fully informed. They might, you know, have a general beef demand idea, and they may or may not make a distinction between food safety issues in Brazil versus food safety issues in Australia versus here in the U.S. or wherever it may be. And we need to be careful. I don't think you want to try to gain by pushing down a competitor. You just want to gain a season opportunity without adding fanfare to what might be going on in Brazil. And I know that is a little hard to understand because we are a competitor with Brazil, but there's a lot of things about the general, I'll just call it red meat protein demand story, that if you offer good product, don't raise questions that you don't need to answer, you'll be better off. And I think that sometimes not talking more about the food safety oriented scandal might be better.
Wise words from Dr. Glenn Tonzer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Spring Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, April 8th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. 80 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, as well as 35 registered Angus and Sim-Angus spring pairs will be sold. Improve your herd with the Gen X from the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company. Remember, the sale can be seen on dvauction.com. Go to cclcattle.com for a sale catalog or call Billy Hall, 918-244-0154 for more information. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company's bull sale, April 8th in Boswell. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.